Welcome to another episode, guys. Just wanted to let you know that this is a Instagram live recording. Did a topic of this on one of my Wednesday morning lives. If you want to tune in live next time, check in Wednesday mornings, 8 a.m. EST over the summer, and you can interact live with content just like this. But in case you missed it, here you go. I recorded it for the podcast. Let's go. You're listening to the Hannah Ashton Podcast, the show for dreamers and achievers, and where women can learn how to create their own digital success that leads to a healthy and happy career. I'm your host, Hannah, a YouTuber, entrepreneur, public speaker, and college student, and I am so glad you're here. I can't wait to spill all my secrets and all my interviewees' tips with you all today. So let's get started. Okay, so first I'm going to go over what IGTV is. So if you haven't updated your Instagram app yet, you can get the separate app, but it is now integrated into Instagram. So update your Instagram and in the top right hand corner, you will see a little TV with a squiggly line that says, and you click on it and it's IGTV. And basically, this was an update through Instagram that created a video platform for Instagram that where you can upload longer videos. So if you are a beginning creator, if you have a small Instagram following, you can upload anywhere from 60 seconds to 10-minute videos. Or if you're a bigger creator, I actually have this option, even though I'm not that big of an Instagrammer, so I was pleasantly surprised. But if you have more followers or you're verified, you can upload 60 seconds to 1 hour videos. That is IGTV, and people have been kind of freaking out about it because it's like YouTube, it's new, it's this crazy new update, but it's like YouTube, but vertical. They want to push vertical videos like how I am right now. You can upload horizontal videos, but we'll kind of get into that in a second in the tips. So people are freaking out about it. When it launched while I was at the beach that Wednesday, I was like, oh shoot, this just means I have to make more content every week. And so honestly, I was kind of like, okay, yeah, this is really cool, but it's just going to be more work. So I don't know if any of you guys felt like that. That's kind of how I felt starting out. I was really excited to watch other creators on it because I love consuming content from people I love, probably like you guys. But I was being a creator, I was kind of nervous because I was like, okay, I'm already uploading 2 YouTube videos a week, really trying to grow that YouTube still, grow the Instagram business. Now I have to make these IGTV videos. And so I also thought, okay, I need to jump on this like right now. I need to make a video. I need to try it out. I need to be on the platform. So the day it launched in that afternoon, after I got back from the beach, I made a video. It sucked. It was not good at all. Spent like 2 hours on it on my vacation. Didn't upload it. Then the next morning I filmed a little morning routine. I was like, okay, this is more my style than the video I filmed before. So I filmed a little morning routine. I uploaded that and I was actually pleasantly surprised with that. But I did run through a few technical difficulties while working with IGTV that I wanted to talk about so you guys don't make the same mistakes if you haven't uploaded yet. As you guys know, this podcast is sponsor free, but I wanted to tell you all about the course that I love, made and created for you by yours truly. And that is my 4 weeks to launching and sustaining a successful YouTube channel. I put my heart and soul into this course and I'm so happy to be sharing it with you guys. So if you want more information on how you can launch your dream YouTube channel and know the tools and knowledge of a 5-year YouTuber just in 4 weeks or less, then hop on over to my website, hannahashton.com. And go under course. It'll also be in the show notes of this podcast on there. Okay, hope you enjoy the rest of the show. First, I'm going to address who should be using IGTV. Obviously, if you are a creator and you have a larger Instagram following, IGTV is just another place to connect and engage with your followers. Even if you have 1,000 followers, 100 followers, but if you're really trying to grow a social influence, if you want to be a quote-unquote influencer, I feel like you need to be utilizing it. If you utilize Instagram and you use Instagram stories, hop onto IGTV because your followers are just going to want another way to interact with you. If you have a blog or a YouTube channel, but you don't really use Instagram much, you don't have a big following on Instagram, it's mostly just, if you're following on Instagram, it's mostly just family and you don't really think your influence followers are on Instagram, then don't worry about using IGTV. I have a big following on Instagram. It's my biggest social media. It's my favorite social media. I love updating you guys on stories. I love posting pictures, even though I don't do it as often as I should. And I'm better at making videos than taking pictures. So this is where, you know, IGTV is going to be really good for me. I love talking. I love doing those Instagram lives. And that's kind of the same thing I'll be doing with Instagram TV. So I'm really excited about it. And it makes sense for me to use it as a creator. But you really just have to ask yourself, if you're a content creator, if you want to start growing your social influence, do you think your audience will be on Instagram? And if so, use IGTV. If not, don't worry about it. Just enjoy watching others. Or don't use it at all, whatever your preference is. And that leads me to another point, that this is a new, crazy new launch. And think about when YouTube started in 2005. So let's say you want to be a YouTuber, you want to be an influencer in some way, but you don't have any following right now. No one watches you. You're just starting out cold turkey, no followers, but you want to be a blogger, YouTuber, influencer. Think back when YouTube was starting in 2005. How many of you would have wanted to start a YouTube channel in 2005? I definitely wish I started my YouTube channel in 2005. I would have been 5 years old, but nevertheless, I started in 2010, so not too long after. But think about being one of the first creators on YouTube, how awesome that would be. Now, in 2018, we have this new video platform that I think is really going to grow. It's kind of weird right now. We thought Instagram stories was weird, and then everyone grew to love it more than Snapchat. I'm kind of wondering if Instagram TV is going to be the same way with YouTube. So hop on this train right now. If you want to be a influencer, if you want to be a content creator, you want to live that kind of life, you want to do that kind of work, hop on IGTV because it's a brand new platform. And my first tip for it is just to start now, because especially this week, so many people are on it, figuring it out. They're just checking it out to see what it is. And it's a perfect way for them to stumble across your videos. But that leads me to my next point, which is, sadly, the algorithm really hasn't been released yet. So no one really knows how videos are searched and found on IGTV yet. I am sure it is going to be announced soon and people are going to kind of figure it out. Right now, the people who are getting the most views on their IGTV videos are bigger influencers who already have their followers, because their followers are getting notified. So if you have a small following, but you want to use IGTV and get found, hold off. I will first make the videos, but don't worry if they're not getting a lot of views at first, because eventually we're going to figure out how to use the Instagram algorithm to promote your IGTV videos on that popular page, which is, you know, when you slide over on IGTV, there's the For You, following, and popular videos, and then continue watching. What your goal is going to be as a small creator is to get on that popular page, or to get promoted for people who Instagram would think would like your video on that For You page. For You and popular. Because if you don't have a lot of followers, you're not going to show up on people's following page. So you want to try to get on that popular or For You page. And right now, we don't really know if hashtags in the description box work. We don't really know how to title like we do on YouTube to work with the algorithm, but that should be coming soon. So my tip, if you want to start being an IGTV-er, is that a word? I don't know. An IGTV creator, influencer, whatever, is to just start now. Don't worry too much about the views. Just get content out there. And then in the next few days or maybe weeks, we'll kind of know how to work with IGTV and grow on the platform. Okay, next tip is, when you're starting, is to film vertical. What a lot of YouTubers are doing is they're just flipping their horizontal videos to a vertical so that the people have to tilt their phone like this when watching it. So they just tilt. And you can totally do that if you are more comfortable filming and editing horizontally, like most are, because that's what we've been doing. But if you can film and edit vertically, do it, because people are on Instagram, and the whole point of IGTV was to work seamlessly with Instagram. And it may seem just like a small gesture to flip their phone, but think about it, how lazy we are. And like, when I'm on Instagram, you know, if I'm sometimes using one hand, and even though I maybe want to comment on someone's picture, if it's going to take the other hand, which is like holding my coffee, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep scrolling. Like, we're lazy when we come to social media, right? So try to keep it vertical so it works more seamlessly with the videos, because if someone is bored and they don't want to flip their their video sideways to watch your video, they're going to be like, okay, I'm Xing in out of this one and go into someone who's vertical. So for right now, since it's a platform made for vertical videos, try to keep your IGTV videos vertical. It is very weird. I've done two IGTV videos so far. If you guys haven't seen them, check them out. I would love it. If you commented, tell me what you think. And let me tell you, it was very weird to film vertically and to edit with all that black space on the side, but that is okay. And if you guys want me to do a YouTube video on how to film and edit for IGTV, I totally can. And another thing is, IGTV makes it easier for creators to just use their phone to film and to edit, because now I think there's going to be so many apps that where you can edit on your phone for IGTV. And so if you don't have like any equipment, you're just starting out, utilize this. Utilize the fact that you can use your phone and film vertically. It's awesome. Okay, next is IGTV is going to be about quality content. And what I mean by this is, if you are starting out, you may just want to, you know, be in the dark, you know, just talk about who you are. Great. At least you're starting. At least you have a video up. But if you really want to be pushed as a creator, if you really want to grow in the future, you need to create quality content. Even like I just said, even if you're using your phone, at least try to make the best dang content that you can with your phone, because there are other creators using DSLRs and all these huge cameras for their vertical videos. So if you want to be watched by other people instead of exit out and clicking on a higher quality video, you need to make sure you're giving value or content in your videos, just like how you would with a YouTube channel. So this means if you're funny, make comedy videos, be funny, utilize that. If you're inspirational, use that aspect. If you like to cook, make cooking videos. Like, really utilize who you are and what makes you unique, just like you would with a YouTube channel, to stand out on IGTV and offer that value in your content, and try to make it as good quality as possible. So if you already have a YouTube channel and you're thinking about how you can promote your YouTube channel with IGTV, I have heard some people say to upload your YouTube videos whenever you post it to your IGTV too. You definitely can do this if you want your IGTV and your YouTube to be the same content, if you want to save time. But for me, I personally am not going to do that unless it's just like the best video I ever made and I need everyone to see it. But the reason I am not going to upload the videos I upload to YouTube and the videos I upload to IGTV, I'm going to keep them two separate channels, is because if my Instagram followers watch it on IGTV, why would they go to my YouTube channel to watch the exact same video? And I want to grow my audience and my views on both platforms. So for me, you know, I would rather make separate videos that you as a follower can go watch both, instead of you as a follower just needing to go one place to watch the same video, if that makes sense. So that's why I am going to be making different content for IGTV that I do for YouTube. And also, I feel like it's just going to be a different platform for me. And I want to know what you guys want to see from me on IGTV. Do you want to see stuff like this, where I'm just sitting talking about business, influence, online digital things? Or do you want me to do stuff like I've done? Like I did an outfit of the night little montage. I did a morning routine. I think what I really may do is do a lot of vlogs on IGTV. And just make it more of like a vlog channel on here, more day in the life, that kind of thing. So let me know what you guys think about that. But that is why I'm keeping my content separate on both channels. Okay, so those are my tips for like the actual content creating on IGTV. Now, a few things to keep in mind when editing and filming that I have learned from uploading two videos. So, export in MP4. When I upload to YouTube, I export in like QuickTime Movie. I don't know. Basically what I'm saying is check your settings on your editor, whether it's Final Cut, iMovie, Adobe, on your iPhone. Check what it is, because for YouTube, I was not uploading or exporting an MP4, but for Instagram, it has to be an MP4. So I had to do that. Next is, you cannot use copyright music. You'd think as a YouTuber, like I would know this, but my thought process was, I'm not monetized on Instagram, so I can use copyright music, because it'd just be like using copyright music in an Instagram story that doesn't get flagged, and in Instagram posts, which they don't flag. But when I uploaded my morning routine video with a really cute summer song, it got copyrighted and blocked across the world. I had to delete it, change the music, and re-upload it. I didn't get like a strike or anything. They just take down the video. So you still can't use copyright music in IGTV videos, even if you're not monetized, which I think is kind of, whatever. That's how it is. And then how I make my thumbnails is I use Canva.com. If in case you guys are wondering, it's a great way. It's free and you can make really cute little thumbnails. You just make the dimensions. If it's a vertical video, actually your thumbnail will have to be a vertical picture. Use the same dimensions as you would for an Instagram story. So with all that being said, I am really excited for IGTV. I wasn't really at the beginning. Now that I've just kind of posted on it and watched other people's videos, I am getting excited for it. I think it's really interesting and a really cool way to watch more content, because that's what we do, right? We just all love to watch some content. And I'm really excited to see what Instagram does soon. I think they're actually going to have some awesome updates for it. Everyone's expecting it to start having ads to where you can get monetized soon. I think it's an awesome way to get do more brand partnerships. I think it's an awesome way to just like engage with your audience, really. It's what it's all about. It's just another way to engage with an audience. Okay, guys, so that was all about IGTV. Let me know your thoughts, because I didn't really like it. Like I said, I was like, oh great, more things to do, here we go. But you know, I think as it grows, it's going to be a really cool platform to utilize. And I'm obviously still doing YouTube. Like, YouTube's my main bread and butter, but this is just a fun little thing to do on the side. So I'm not going to have an uploading schedule right now for IGTV. Maybe once a week, we'll see. The videos are easier to make, I think, because I do them a little shorter, a little quicker, a little less edited. But let me know what you guys think, because I am very interested to know. And go check out my IGTV if you haven't already, of course, promoting it, because I put quite a bit of work actually into the two videos that went up, and I'm really proud of them. So you can go check them out for some video ideas for your channel. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Now, I want to know your thoughts. Post a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your Instagram story and tag me. We can then have a fun DM chat about all things business, social media, life, and honestly, whatever else. Let me know what you want to see more of in this podcast and what you already love about it in an iTunes review, and I will catch y'all next time. Just remember to dream, believe, and achieve. Bye!